There are few signs of life bubbling under. The technology is expensive. Electricity is needed round the clock to maintain oxygen levels. The tank is actively monitored for temperature and nutrition. Rakesh Menon started shrimp farming last year. He says this modern method is more profitable.
In the natural pond where you doing the low density, here we are doing it in the high density. At the same time, in a year, we are doing like 4 culture in a year. If you compare it with the natural one, they are doing it twice in a year. So that is a more difference, and where you can do more culture at the same time where you can earn more profitable in this.
Shrimp cultivation is big business in the southern Indian state of Kerala. The government is promoting it by subsidizing land and giving technical support to farmers. But mangroves are being cleared to make way for them. Kerala's forest cover has reached a historic low. In some areas, there are more shrimp farms than mangroves. Most of what remains is privately owned and unprotected.
Mangroves have been globally recognized as one of the best ways to counter climate change. They absorb more carbon than other tropical forests and also protect coastlines from natural disasters such as tsunamis. Scientists say that depletion is threatening ecosystems and local economies.
Arun Kumar has been fishing in this river for decades. He says the growing number of shrimp farms has affected his business. There are fewer fish to catch and some species have gone extinct.
Farmers use chemicals to kill all the organisms in the water. This is done before they put the shrimp seeds. This water then flows into the river. This is killing the fish. There was one fish called Kuruappa. It's not there anymore.
Conservationists want the state government to step up mangrove protection. They say these can coexist with shrimp farms.
We have to do sustainable shrimp farming, and we have traditional method of shrimp farming prevalent in Kerala, and now the non-traditional, more intensive shrimp farming is changing the geomorphology of the area, and even the restoration becomes difficult in these landscapes.
Menon says shrimp grown this way is better and other farmers will switch to this method. But conservationists warn unchecked farming could wipe away critical forest cover and endanger thousands of lives. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, Talasseri, Southern India.